Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Kylie Stevenson joins me in the studio. Morning, Kyles.
Good morning, Ez. Running solo and looking good. Look at you in your leather jacket and your Triple M shirt and your hair straight and your makeup on.
Dressed up because Coggo wasn't here. I've got a question for you, Kyles.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a bit of audio for you, and I want to know what you hear.
Okay. Yep.
All right, here it is.
Uh-huh.
Just got to find it. Hang on a second. I was all organised before. All right, ready?
Yep.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Oh.
What's that man saying?
He's saying Laurel.
Oh, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What because else could we be hearing?
I'll just play it again.
Yeah.
Laurel. Laurel.
There's heaps of people out there who think that that guy is saying Yanny.
What?
Yeah.
So how on earth? It clearly says Laurel.
It's going viral. It's causing debates all over the place. It's like, remember that blue dress? Some people saw blue and white and some people saw yellow and white.
Yeah,
dress. It's kind of the same thing, but it's audio.
But it's audio, yeah, no.
And it just depends on what part of your brain
that is strange.
Yanny or Laurel?
I wonder what the overwhelming response is.
Yeah, like what most people hear.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's funny because I heard it last night. It was on Kennedy Malloy.
Yep.
Nick Malloy and Jane had it on. And I heard Yanny when they played it last night. But this morning on our show, I hear Laurel.
Oh, my God.
Here
that
is
really strange.
It
do it again.
One more time.
Laurel. Laurel.
The world is a weird place, Kylie.
I just heard Coggo.
Triple M.
The City of Greater Bendigo Mayor, Councillor Margot Rourke, wants to hear from us next Wednesday. She'll be at the Tennis Centre in Nolan Street. She wants to know what we think should happen to the Gasworks site where all the old trams are at the back of Lake Waroona. I'm asking the question, 13 27 10, what do you think should happen in the old Gasworks site? Carl from Juniton's on the phone. Your grandfather had a bit to do with it, Carl.
Yeah, that's correct. My grandfather, Edgar Harrison, he was the one who started the campaign to save the trams in Bendigo. That's why we've got the trams today. Also, a pet project of his was the Gasworks site.
Wow.
Now, that Gasworks is the last one left in the Southern Hemisphere. If they needed to, they could still make gas of that site out of coal. They could turn it all on and the hoppers and the gas, where they hold the gas and all that, still actually work.
Wow, so we're pretty lucky that your grandfather was around because I love our trams. Now, do you think they should switch it back on and use it for what it used to be or reinvigorate it?
Probably a bit of both. Like, it is a great tourist attraction. Like, he used to take me and my brothers through there as kids. Now, he has actually passed on, but, just as kids, seeing how things used to work in years ago, it was great to know. But the trust actually had a model made up, say, about 40 years ago of what they wanted that site to be. Now, trams actually went into that site so visitors could get off, but they also went down, the tracks would have went down the backside of Lake Larua along the creek.
Great spot for it.
And I believe there may have been a precinct for cafes along there as well for
yes.
For the tourists and that to get off. Those cafes as well.
I reckon that would be unreal, Carl. So it could be a tram stop and then tourists can get off at Lake Waroona with more cafes and restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, I believe that's what the plans and trust you'd have.
Wow, I would love to see that happen. You can have your say on the Gasworks site next Wednesday, Arvo, at the Tennis Centre in Nolan Street. Gee, Carl, we're lucky to have your grandfather. Thanks for calling.
Triple M.
And I'm asking if you've ever had a tattoo nightmare. There's this woman overseas who had a son named Kevin. She went to get his name tattooed on her. And the tattooist spelt Kelvin. So instead of getting the tat fixed, she renamed her child. 13, 27, 10. Have you ever had a tattoo nightmare? Caitlin joins me. What have you had done, Caitlin?
No. Well, not me. I'm a tattoo free, but when I was younger, one of my first boyfriends, a boy I dated, he actually was a drummer in a band and got rhythm tattooed on his arm with his he obviously felt very strongly about his music.
Yeah,
and,
sure, makes sense.
And then he spelt it incorrectly. Well, he blames the tattoo artist, but he had Y-T-H-E-M.
Oh, no.
Like two letters incorrect. And he, yeah, had it for years. Huge on his arm. And it just got covered by his T-shirt sleeve. But otherwise, it was, yeah, definitely always there. So I think he did end up having it covered years later.
You can't go and change the spelling of rhythm in the dictionary like this lady changed her son's name.
No, not quite, not quite, yeah. But you think, and it was, he had board shorts. There's a brand of board shorts called Rhythm, and he would wear those board shorts. It was the correct spelling on it, and you just like, did you not notice the difference?
Caitlin, tell me, you still with him?
No.
Triple M. Just as in this morning, Solo, and I'm excited about a stack of events happening in Bendigo this weekend. The Festival of Light at the Great Stupa is one of them. Ian joins me on the phone now. Ian Green from the Great Stupa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Erin.
Now, I want to get to you coming up with an idea in a nudist bar soon, but before we do that, tell me about the big unveiling tomorrow, because this is pretty huge for Bendigo.
Oh, it's really massive for Victoria, because tomorrow we'll be unveiling the Jade Buddha, which has been on a world tour for 9 years. It's been in production for 15 years. And so to actually have it home here in Bendigo is just incredible.
So you obviously represent the Great Stupa. You went overseas, met a woman in a nudist bar and convinced her to bring the Buddha to Bendigo and make Bendigo home. What happened?
It didn't exactly happen like that, Erin. So let me start again. So what happened is I had a call from someone in Santa Cruz in America, and he was telling me about this jade boulder that they'd discovered and how we had to make it into a Buddha and things like this. You know, he spoke like one of those dudes that you hear in the movies. Anyway, it just so happened I was going to Santa Cruz like 3 weeks later. So I said, I'll meet you. And I went there, I rang him up and I said, I'm here. And he said, oh, look, we'll go out to my club. And I thought, okay. So we went in the club and he said, just take your clothes off.
What?
And I sort of got down to my knickers. And I said, he said, take it all off and just come out here. And then I went outside and like everyone, the whole big area is all these people lying around, reading newspapers, sipping coffee, sitting in spa baths, whatever else. And so that's where we sat down in a spa bath, completely naked and discussed.
And he looked at you and said, yep, I want you to be home to the Jade Buddha.
Well, I don't know. I think it's like when in Rome, you know, go along with it. I thought, yeah. Oh, well, everyone in California must do this. I'll just join in, I thought.
Tell me, the Festival of Lights at the Great Stupa this weekend, it's a huge event. Is there a nudist bar?
Absolutely not. In fact, if there was, you would freeze, I think. So,
yeah, you would. What can we expect out in Myers Flat this weekend?
Right, well, Saturday and Sunday from 12 until 9 at night, and the whole place is a spectacle of lights. So we've got all these three-dimensional statues, which are all illuminated. Also, the stupa itself is sort of projections and fireworks. And then we've got two stages with live performances from all sorts of different cultures and different faiths and like so much happening all the time. Wandering performers and there's also a marketplace where you can eat as well and like with about 30 different food vendors. Just different cultural foods as well. So it's a spectacular event.
Ian, and if anyone can't get out there this weekend, the giant Jade Buddha that's being unveiled tomorrow, that's going to be permanent, yeah?
Well, it will be here for the next few years. We've actually got many, many sort of inquiries and pleads to take it around the world again. But we said, no, at least for the next 4 or 5 years, he stays here.
That's what we like to hear. Ian Green from the Great Stupa, Festival of Light this Saturday and Sunday. Go and check it out. It sounds like fun. Thanks for joining me, Ian.
Thank you, Erin.
Cogo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.